Hello there. Do you ever try to find the Big Dipper in the sky at night? Well, that's what Bob and Jeannie are doing.
There it is, over there.
Oh, I see it. Look at that bright star.
Yes, that is a bright one, but some of the stars in our galaxy are over 100,000 times brighter than our own sun.
They are?
Yes, but they're so far away we don't realize how bright they really are. There are other galaxies outside our Milky Way, too. One is called Andromeda Nebula. If we jumped onto a beam of light that traveled 186,000 miles a second to get to this galaxy, how long do you think it would take us to reach it?
About 2 months?
I'd say about 2 years.
It would take us 2 million years just to get there.
Wow!
I didn't know the universe was that big.
But this is just one of the closer galaxies. Others are as much as 1 billion light years away from our Earth. Our galaxy is only one of an estimated 1 billion such galaxies known to be in outer space. And just think, our Creator God, who made them all, is interested in you. Yes, the loving God who made the universe wants you to know Him and to love Him back.
How do we know this?
In His Word, the Bible, He tells us, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you."
Does God love us that much?
Yes, even though all of us have sinned. There is none righteous, no, not one. And the wages of sin is death. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ His Son to die for us while we were still sinners.
Aren't you glad that God had a plan to save you? Jesus took the punishment for our sins and died in our place on the cross and came alive again 3 days later. If we believe this, we shall be saved. The gift of God is eternal life. But to all who receive Jesus, He gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust Him to save them. Ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and receive Him as your Savior. Thank Him for saving you and for His gift of everlasting life.